Blog Talk Radio.
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. To the hen house, something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us." He kindly point that gun the other way and holler, holler, holler up and hit the hay cold. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Shaking the ground, kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do, we got eggs to lay, ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Yourself, stop on that bus. There ain't nobody here but us. They gotta point that gun the other way. How about
you're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, RFM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Series.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn the Backstory.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Backstory. Of course, our objective is to fill the gap between the newspaper and you. And that's what The Backstory is all about. Morning, Dave. How are you this morning?
Doing fine, Mayor. Good morning.
Well, I see in today's paper that the medical claims that the city is going to have to pay could reach millions of dollars. You know, when I picked up this paper this morning and I saw the headline and I partially read the story, it came to me that Modesto needs a new mayor. And because this one isn't working out, and neither is this council. This city is in worse shape since, 1999, when we were in a downward spiral. And now we're faced with corruption and headlines that we shouldn't be seeing. I mean, we can go down the list of the things that this city has been doing. And you know what? The attempt that this city made in hiring an auditor, she couldn't survive here because she was telling the truth. And therefore, the city attorney decided she had to go. So Monica Houston was given, 5 evaluations in 6 months, something like that, and finally was paid off to the tune of $275,000?
Yeah, just about that, yeah.
Yeah, to go away. But they made a terrible mistake. They thought they hired somebody that would be obedient.
Well, the issue she brought forth, I hope someone's following up on.
Nobody's following up on anything. There's chaos down there. Nobody knows what's going on. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And that's the truth. That's the matter of it. But quickly, for those of you that cancel your subscription to the Bee. Might not be a bad idea to subscribe again so that you have some idea of what's going on. Because there is an election coming up. That's the big story. Guess what? They all added an extra year to their term of office. Gee, that's another $22,000 for each councilman, and I think it's $34,000 for the mayor.
It was a take, the way you put it.
Sure, it was a take, and they voted for it. I think the vote wasn't 100%, but we can research it. It won't take long to find out which council people voted to take the take. And maybe those people should not be reelected. So anyhow, getting back to our insurance problem, city spokesman Thomas Reeves said that it could be several million dollars. And he says, I'm not going to speculate to what it will rise to. But a Riverstone official, that's the insurance company that went bankrupt, said last week that his company provided Modesto with a report a few weeks ago that then showed the amount was $4.9 million. Mr. Reeves, come on out. All right? Don't give us this bull. Oh, it should be several million dollars. The company has told you what it is, $4.9 million. Why don't you just come right out and say it? You know, they like to leak bad information or bad news.
The effect on the employees is devastating. There's people whose bills are going up by $600 to $700 a month.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to afford that.
Well, you know, and then they had some, who was the broker? I read somewhere that the broker of this deal was a guy by the name of the chief operating officer is Travis Boogley. He said last week Riverstone was considering bankruptcy. They're not talking right now. They're not giving you any information. But basically, the city got a notice from Riverstone that they were going to increase the premiums to by 87%. Really, why would you need to do that? Well, because they got to get the money out of the city so that they can pay the city. I don't know if the city was able to do that. There are 700 city employees out of 1,200 that use Riverstone. Why didn't the other 500 have Riverstone? What's the problem?
I'm just thinking it's a bargaining group. They did it by bargaining group.
And sure.
Yeah.
So the people on the low bottom of the totem pole, I know that I checked into it. The firefighters are with PERS. They didn't go with Riverstone. But the deal was that Riverstone was going to give us a good deal. The promise was that the Riverstone was, since we were with them from 2017, was not going to raise rates in 2017, 2018, and no more than 5% in 2019. So that was the pitch, and that's what the city bought.
That's criminal.
Well, the bad news is that the new coverage that they have with a broker that brought Riverstone to the city, their new insurance company now is Alliance Insurance Services and has joined the CSAC Excess Insurance Authority, which provides health insurance to local governments. I wonder if they're guaranteeing safety. But the new coverage will start in just a week or so, and at least the employees will be covered. the city officials, whoever they are, have said the new insurance will cost about 49% more than the $6.8 million the city and its employees expected to pay Riverstone this year. The cost will be significantly higher for employees with families who keep the same type of coverage, with some facing increases of several hundred dollars each month. Well, where do you suppose the city's going to get the money? How much more can they collect in water fees, sewer fees, building fees?
Enterprise funds.
Oh, yes. Anyhow, the city council isn't meeting this week. Third week of the month, and I don't know if they're meeting next week. But Mr. Brandwall and the council itself have a lot of explaining to do. Well, there's another brouhaha, and that's over at the MID, that the former attorney, Rhonda Lucas, has decided to sue the city, the Modesto Irrigation District, set for sexual discrimination and gender-based harassment that male managers weren't exposed to before she was fired. Well, I find that true, that the principal victim here, not victim, but the principal guy who's harassing, apparently, because he yells at everybody, the word I got, although he doesn't limit his yelling to Rhonda Lucas. He's like that with everyone. Well, the Munsinger says that Munsinger's treatment towards her was substantially motivated by the fact that she's a woman. Her sudden departure at MID's general counsel has been fodder for speculation at board meetings. The audience in the MID meetings is, primarily leaning towards, or their friends of, the two ag representatives on the MID board, and that would be Larry Bird and Nick Blum. That would be the ag representatives. On the other side, on the electric side and the developer side, are the three guys that were elected recently, and that would be Stu Gillum. John Munsinger, of course, has been there a little longer, and Paul Campbell. So they now are the majority on the board. And the argument that Larry Bird has is that Munsinger would want to sell the water to whoever is going to offer it, okay? The power struggle that shifted control from farm-based directors, Larry Bird and Nick Blum, to the new majority of Munsinger, Campbell, and Gillum. And they represent the urban areas. Well, the whole thing about Munsinger is that when he ran, he at first was coming out for selling the water. And later on, he decided that, oh, no, I didn't mean it. That was just a mistake. So what else is going on? How about the homeless?
They're starting to move in.
Yeah.
And they're happy about it.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, they're 10 structurally made for that purpose. They're twice the size of what they had. And it's dry.
And they were donated.
Oh, they were?
Yeah, by Quam campers, I think out of Merced. So I guess they donated a couple hundred tents. And that's really a step in the right direction, because sooner or later, Beardbrook Park location had to leave. They had to leave there because, quite frankly, with a homeless camp visible from the windows at Gallo, made it difficult for Gallo to recruit and hire executives who wanted to move to Modesto. So that area was quietly cleared, and I have to say, I saw or talked to somebody who was upset that we'd spent money on moving them. I don't know what they expect us to do with the homeless. Maybe shove them into the river. But there is that group of people who are not looking for a solution to the homeless problem. What they're really doing is saying, get them out of our sight. And, you know, a lot of decisions were made in this city. For example, no drinking in the park. I don't know what the big harm in that was.
It's even Mancini bowling concert nights and drinking, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's because that's a Class A park.
Okay.
So the rule now is no drinking in any park unless it's Class A, and Class A was designated for Grisada.
Okay, Grisada Park.
So Grisada Park is, it's okay to drink there only on Thursday nights during the summer. I think that a lot had to do with that was we did have a Mormon police chief, and incidentally, he did a heck of a good job, but there were some things that his religion influenced him, and that was drinking in the park. And there was a period of time there where everywhere you went, there were no signs. No smoking, no drinking in the park.
No tables in the sidewalk or outside bars, I remember that.
Yeah, everything was no, no, no. And then they called me negative. So anyhow, they've began to move. They moved their belongings a couple hundred yards to the new camp under the bridge, 9th Street Bridge. I'm curious, this move of what they have to do to qualify to move into a new tent. And they should have to qualify, and they should have to sign agreements of how they'll take care of that. You know, we've argued for quite a while about the fact that the city is outsourcing their what they're supposed to do as a government. And by that I mean they, I don't know what their employee payroll is, but there might be a connection between outsourcing employees and hiring consultants or hiring nonprofits.
Yeah.
That would reduce their liability for insurance. That could be a valid reason for doing that. And I don't know how many nonprofits we have, but there is a nonprofit now to help the homeless. I guess there's a whole list of them.
Oh, there is. Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
So that if you see $7.2 million grant, well, let's see. Who's going to direct how that money is spent?
Whose idea was it to get rid of the cerebral palsy nonprofit?
Yeah.
I mean, along the spirit of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Help themselves.
Well, again, it's outsourcing.
You know, you mentioned the 5-year take I do have that clip.
Well, let's play it.
Where you brought that up.
Thank you. And the options, are all of the options of equal legality? Are any options subject to legal inquiry? It was brought up with the MID meeting about reducing risk. By that meaning, there are a lot of attorneys out there that are willing to take on almost anything. So do all of the options withstand the legal challenge?
I'm...
Go ahead. Here, are you okay?
I'm happy to answer the question.
That's fine, because I can't.
The main options that I have not presented to you are ones that I think would have substantial legal risk. I have not presented to the council any options that would not place this item before the voters for a charter amendment. And despite that scintilla of opening remaining in the law on that issue, there is, in my opinion, not any legal distinction between these options, but there could be a perception that any options, that the more remote an option is as it relates to your personal interest or term, arguably the less it relates to you as an individual or person. I do not perceive that to be a legal risk. I perceive that to be potentially a perception issue.
Perception. In other words, the decision as to whether to go to 5 or 3 years, quite frankly, I didn't vote for anyone for a 5-year term. My vote was cast for a 4-year term. And I'm going to see that I'm thinking that the MID might have some problems. They have already decided it's 5 years. And from their perception is, I'd rather take the 5 years. And there the word take is the important word, and that I'm going to take an extra year, even though the voters didn't give it to me, but I decide to take it. The alternative is to go to the 3-year, in which case I am willing to run again after 3 years and take the risk that the voters might reject me or elect me. But it seems to me that the 3-year option is the option that one is a take, the 3 is a request, that you as individual council members make a request of the voters to reelect you after a 3-year term. And again, it's a matter of perception, and there are no legal reasons for that has just been explained to me that are an impediment to that. So from my point, the perception is don't take another year. You people didn't vote you in for 5 years. They voted you in for 4. So I think the riskiest but the most moral perception would be I've done a good enough job, and I will risk giving up 1 year of what you elected me for, with taking the risk that I could lose my job. I think that option should be considered. I'll be back this afternoon. Thank you.
Councilmember Graywall, did you?
No.
All right.
There you go.
And then we did go back that afternoon.
Yeah, if I remember, I don't see the clip on here, but it was done because only one person showed up in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And that one person was you.
Yeah.
And
I remember Christy IU used that as a reason for voting to take the 5 years, because there was only one person there, so there couldn't have been that kind of...
It was an afternoon meeting to begin with.
Yeah.
People don't go to those. That's probably the most brazen thing I've seen the council do. Just take another year.
Well, if we had a newspaper and if we had a district attorney who would use their discretion to print what we should be told and prosecute those that should be prosecuted, that would be the district attorney, maybe things would change. But when you have a newspaper that determines what it is they're going to put in their newspaper by looking at the internet to see how many hits are on crime stories, and they take that as a reason to print the crime stories and lay off of the news. But lately, pretty much there's been some pretty good stories about not only the homeless, which incidentally, that's a step in the right direction. Although,
when you were mayor, did they print the blue sheet or blog sheet out of the PD every day?
Yeah, it was. It's the they call it the police blotter.
Blotter, that's it.
Yeah,
I think that's a healthy thing.
Oh well, I don't know. You know, I know that the district attorney would have one of the attorneys in the office print a press release and send it over to the B. And the V would print it. That was easy. It was sort of copy and paste.
Kind of like they did for the girl that made up that crime against that guy. That was the district attorney and the police chief wrote that one up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they signed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about just blanket press releases.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assume they have a PIO over there.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, she's moved over to, I think, the county now. She moved from the city of Modesto and got a job over at the county. That was a good move. They didn't want other news getting out, so they split it up. Well, the business in Modesto has sort of picked up. Here at Sabatino's it has. And we're getting ready for a great month. And we appreciate the fact that that the restaurant business city, because I think it's important. But January is a bad month for the business, in the restaurant business. And with February and
why is that?
Valentine's Day, well, people are burned out after Christmas and New Year.
Okay.
They've spent all their money.
Okay.
And it's a yearly thing, so it's something that, you know, we should plan for. One of the other businesses like that is jewelry businesses. I talked to jewelry. They worry, you know, November, December, if they don't. Hey.
Nobody here at all.
Well, we have to go. We'll be back tomorrow at 11.
Up an awful dust. We chickens try.